Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Well, bonjour, everyone. How are you? I am having the best day ever. And there's nothing really special going on. I'm just so at peace. And it's crazy because I have so many things going on in my life. Like, if you were to see my calendar, you would probably wonder, how am I not falling apart? But I tell you this because I have to practice the French Kiss Life principles every single day. It's not a place you arrive at. It's not a place you get to. It's an ongoing practice. And so the fact that I'm feeling so good today, even with all the external chaos, is a testament to how powerful and beautiful this work is. So in today's podcast, I want to talk with you about why you should stop searching for your passion. I often hear the statement, I want to find my passion. I hear it from women who are frustrated and burnt out and overwhelmed. And the personal development world doesn't help this situation, in my opinion. There are so many books and programs and workshops that have been created all around finding your passion. And quite honestly, I think it's bad advice. In fact, I wrote about this exact topic years ago, and my stance hasn't changed. If you want to go to tanyalee.com and look up the article, Passion and How We've Got It All Wrong, you'll see my first tapping into how I feel about passion. I think there's a deep flaw in wanting to find passion. And here's why. Passion is not found outside of you. It's a feeling you create from within. Take my friend Carolyn, for example. Years ago, we worked together as nurses in the operating room. And I remember us being called in at 3 a.m. for an emergency surgery. And most of us would come in grumbling about being called out of a deep sleep, but not Carolyn. She always bopped into the room as if it was the best thing we could be doing at that time of morning. So what was the difference between Carolyn and the rest of us? Carolyn created her passion. She had a very different thought process about our 3 a.m. calls. In fact, because I was so envious of what Carolyn had, I asked her one time, why are you always so happy? Here are some of the things that Carolyn said. You know what, Tanya? We are so lucky to be able to do this. She'd then say, at least it's not us on the table. We're getting paid overtime. And then I always love this one. She said, I get to come out and hang out with you guys. So here we were, both in the same circumstance, except Carolyn had very different thoughts. Her thoughts were those of passion. Carolyn did not depend on life to be any other way than the way it was in that moment. Nothing could still her passion for life. Yet, I know that deep desire to find my passion. Years ago, I started a vicious hunt to find it. I thought it'd be found in a new job or an experience, maybe a man. Maybe it was hiding out in a new town. Sound familiar? These are the questions that haunted me as I kept putting feeling good in my life on hold. I thought that passion was out there. Yet, the more I searched, the more confused I became. And the reason being is because what I was searching for was never out there. It was an emotion that only I could create from within. So what happened? How did I become a passionate woman? Well, enter a French dinner party. Years ago, I was invited to a dinner party in the south of France. The little villa was perched up in the little village of Menton, which sits on the Mediterranean Sea at the Franco-Italian border. We arrived around 8 p.m., expecting dinner to already be served. Instead, we were passed aprons, a glass of champagne, and instructions on what our duty was in the kitchen. With Bocelli playing in the background, we all created an Italian feast together. And about 2 hours later, we sat down at the table and the lively banter started. The conversations were so stimulating. everything from who was the better artist, Van Gogh or the designer of Ferrari, to the recent truffle season. You see, these were people who weren't seeking their passions. They were true bon vivants, full of passion for life. I walked away from that experience determined to tap into that same kind of fervor for my own life. Instead of waiting to find passion in another person, a new job, or a life that wasn't mine yet, I decided to bring a strong emotion of joy and devotion into my everyday life. So I threw dinner parties and had picnics in the parking lot of the hospital. I dressed up to go to the grocery store and I explored my curiosities. I became a bon vivant. And if you don't know what bon vivant means, it means someone who knows how to live well. And the really interesting thing that happened was the more passionate I became about my life, the more life exposed me to more things to be passionate about. It opened up so many doors and opportunities and next steps that I would not have been emotionally available to notice had I been in search of my passion. You see, you don't find your passion by searching for it. You create it by tapping into the passion already within you. So if you're confused and frustrated, perhaps it's time to stop searching for passion and start cultivating it from within. A new job, home, man, or career cannot give it to you. Only you have that power. So let me leave you with one of my favorite Rumi quotes. He said, "With passion pray, with passion make love, with passion eat and drink and dance and play. Why look like a dead fish in this ocean of God?" My challenge to you is to wake up to the life you have right now. Explore your curiosities, cultivate passionate thoughts, throw dinner parties, get dressed up, put on some lipstick, talk about things that excite you, stop searching and start living passionately. So, here's my question. How are you going to be more passionate this week? I'd love for you to head on over to the blog at tanyalee.com and share with me in the comments. Hope you have a passionate week, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Cheers. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.